And as far as for the city goes, then, well, some of the money is obviously just for the city too, not just the business.
Yeah. No, so we've already connected with Christine and her team to say, what are some of the things that the city needs? You know, so is that new benches downtown that we can bring in new, plants or, you know, fixtures or things downtown that we can help with. This is one of those things where it's a partnership. So we want to make sure we can do something that's intentional for the city. Some needs, most of this, because we're small business marketing, our focus on small business marketing, most of the dollars are going to go to the businesses. But then what can we do that for aesthetic improvements for the town? We'll work closely with the city to make sure that we're doing what's good for them.
We are talking with Cam Potts from Deluxe Corporation, and they can find you on Twitter. How?
At Cam Potts.
At
pretty
Cam
easy.
Potts. Yeah. How long have you been tweeting?
Well, probably about 4 or 5 years, but it's been the last 18 months doing this job that's been a lot more and getting a lot more. I don't have a lot of followers still, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
We do a lot of work for our boss, Amanda Brinkman, so she's got a lot of followers. So.
Gotcha. There are a lot of people that just learned how to tweet like 5 days ago.
And there's that.
I mean, they really did. I think Matt Haynes told me in an interview yesterday, he's like, I probably tweeted 3 times in my life until 10 days ago, and now I'm like a maniac. And he was a maniac. Champions like Matt Haynes, I mean, you had to believe in what Wabash was doing, and he does.
Oh, he was amazing. And you know, it was interesting because we were watching, you know, we were a little bit removed trying to just watch the vote count over the week of the contest. And Silverton was up, and they remained up over a number of days, and all of a sudden Wabash turned it around. And a lot of it was because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching, you know, Matt was tweeting and posting on Facebook. And
by the way, Matt Haynes from Filament Tattoo.
Exactly.
I'm a marketing guy too. I got to throw that in there, you know. Anyway, go ahead.
No, and that the way this community was able to reach out to celebrities, to other, you know, folks who you've known for years. Like, even yesterday, we were having after lunch, folks were coming up to us after the announcement was made and saying, "Oh, you know, my sister in Phoenix got their friends to do it, and you know, Matt got so many people. Christine was great." And it was the social media to put you over the top, and that's
great.
The power of a new medium like that.
Now, on the website, you talked about the votes were going to be a big part of it, and then might be some research or whatever. Was it truly just the votes that made you decide? Or
it was, yeah. We wanted it to be a pure contest, mm-hmm. and so we just decided that we were going to let the vote count be the winner. And so we didn't put the numbers online, but we were sharing them with leaders in both communities,
sure.
of where people were at.
Sure. So you're very impressed with how we got out the vote.
We were, yeah. You know, as a team, we thought maybe we might get 50,000 total votes,
right.
And Wabash got almost 100,000 on their own. So
yeah, it's going to stink because no other year after this is ever going to compare to what we did, I don't think.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. All right, so you've come into Wabash. You've been here before. You came back like in January or something, or February? Or
We were here in March.
March.
When we filmed it
the
first time.
Yeah. Gotcha. And you're back. What do you think about this city? Seriously, I mean, we already won. And tell us what you think.
It's a great community, and you know, we're really impressed with the businesses. I'll say, my colleague Julie and I, we've mostly been downtown, and so we want to explore a little bit more of the city. But it's a great group of people.